Hi, this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing. Hi, everybody. Well, it's another day. It could be another night even. Depends where you are, I guess. So today is December 20th, and it's Monday, 2010. So let's kind of see where we are here. I don't know. Do you want to come on, Carrie? You're our co-host today.
Sure.
We have, many things happening. We have snow here in Mount Shasta, a lot of rains in California here. Weather is different. We're getting, into the winter solstice coming typically, ideally, I guess, the 21st, which is tomorrow. I heard there's a lot of ceremonies going on, which I wouldn't recommend getting into, only because as you get into something, you and or the group energy is connected to the Beyondo and what's going to happen to you because you are doing some kind of ceremony, putting your energy out to something out there which is taking it, and how are you hooked up? So basically, I think most of you who are listening to the program know about that kind of stuff, and that's not what you should be doing, rituals. So anyway, I guess over to you, Carrie.
Okie doke. Well, welcome to Monday on BBS, everybody. And, of course, tomorrow is the winter solstice. So, Ron, maybe we can talk a little bit about what people can do if I know I'm getting a lot of emails about it from different friends around the country who are saying, they're going to be up to things, and they're trying to get me included. So if people out there, still have friends who are involved in this kind of activity, maybe we can talk a bit about what we can do to protect ourselves from the thoughts of those other people and anything they may be doing. So what clearings would be good for that?
Well, I know we have the free aura protection online. You may want to do that. Do your I Now Increase My Life Force energy. That would be good. To get more of your spirit with you. Just try to stay in your heart, mainly, because you don't want to get drug into something that you may not be able to get yourself out of. So that's the problem that people have. It may look very innocent of whatever they're doing. And a lot of people just think it's, getting together, happy cheers, a little meditation, asking the powers to be, whatever that would be out there beyond you, to help out and giving thanks for, the longest day of the year and, going into winter. There's all different things that people do. But just remember that we're not alone here, okay? And what are those things, going to do to us? So I would just probably just do the aura protection, and stay in your heart and, try not to, get connected. If you feel energies around you, then in fact, what we'll do, we'll bring in the earth energy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And bring in the spirit of the earth here. We'll call upon that to come in. Now, this energy, I don't know how it's going to feel because you're already living it, okay? But we'll bring it in through the light ship. We'll bring in the creation energy of this. Now, naturally, when people do ceremonies, they just think they're calling upon the earth spirit, and it's going to naturally come to them, and that they're getting the right earth spirit. Remember, we all know about the timeline clearing. So what energy are you bringing forth to yourself from a alien timeline that's posing to you, as the earth spirit? Remember, they look for key days like this here. So I'll just throw that out to everybody. So what I'll do is bring in that. We'll bring in the original spirit energy that is now on our planet. In In fact, we'll have a good show here. I guess they're all good, but this one here, what I'm going to do is bring in three of the Earth spirits that have inhabited this planet, okay?
Oh, how interesting.
Yeah, so I'll bring in the one that we know of now that's connected to our body, and then we'll bring in the one before that and the one before that. So we can all have some fun with this here. Maybe we'll first do a few clearings on us so we get some newcomers coming a little bit late on the show. They can experience this too. So here we go. Let's get us more heart-centered. So to do that, we'll get rid of some emotional energy. And naturally, the emotional energy that people have could be from many things. We put up that free clearing on the website. We send out emails for loneliness and maybe being overwhelmed for people at Christmas. So here we go. Some emotional energies that you may be experiencing. You can put your own energy in that, say if you had a little box to type in. What emotional energy are you feeling today or during the weekend here that may be causing you a negative result? So here we go. It's up to you to pick out something. So I'll count to 10 to release it from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And do it again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's do pain, because people are in pain sometimes. So, physical pain clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do one for anger. Anger is a big one for some people. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's bring you into your heart. So here we go. So this we do on a lot of the programs that you can do yourself. This is the mind to heart drop is what we call it. So we're going to take your awakening thoughts inside of your head. Remember, we all know where they are because we're used to using their head to think with. And now we're going to bring it down into your heart. So your heart now will be thinking for you. And the same thing happens when you're in your head and your heart. So some people say, gee, what do you do when you're in your heart? Well, it's the same process. The dark side just stole that energy and the way it works and brought it up to your head. So they can control it. When you're in your heart, there's no control. But it's the same exact thing as far as the way you use the energy. So here you go, mind to heart drop. So I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And drop down a little bit more here. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. And I'll turn it back over to you, Carrie. And we'll see, we'll do that other energy here in a couple of minutes here.
Okay. Let's see. We have several people on the FOSS chat. Just say hello to Dulcie and Ed and Tony and Marie and P. I wonder if P is Pauline. Anna, Marie R., and Sarah. And Pauline, P, I shouldn't assume here, is pointing out that we've got this also tomorrow, starting tonight, I think it's at about 1:15 Eastern Time, a lunar eclipse. So she's talking about that that's probably a high emotional time for probably the whole planet. So maybe we can just talk a tiny bit about the natal clearing and how that, if people have not done that yet, that might help unhook you from what's probably going to be going on around certain parts of the world, at least that, that might be looking at this. Do you want to mention just briefly, Ron, anything about that clearing?
Yeah, on the natal chart, you start to, at least you have control more of your life because you can get rid of the energies, numbers, letters that are in your name in different locations, you know, your license plate maybe, your address, your phone number, nicknames, all different things like this here. So it's just another way that, you know, people are controlled. So the natal chart is designed for that. And so right now what we're dealing with is the controlling energies, we'll say, for tomorrow and maybe even, you know, tonight, depending, you know, where you are. You know, you could be in a different location here on the planet, and today is tomorrow, okay? So, you know, we're looking at just ways to help people. And that clearing is very nice because you attempt to start to lose your identity from the energies around you. That's what it's designed to do, to get you out of the karmic cycle of attachment, which is what the planets do to you. So, yeah, this is a day of the planets, you know, doing their things and stars, et cetera. So it's a way to get out of that. I don't know if I answered that question fully, but that's what the natal chart clearing is for.
Yeah, and I'm thinking maybe could we, if we did the auric protection, could we put the moon into that? Would that work?
I don't see why you probably couldn't do that.
Or maybe, say, eclipsing moon or something?
Yeah, I would think that would probably be okay for something like this here, you know. I'm sure the people out there are going to start putting in all the planets, and that's not necessarily going to work as the natal charts for that one. And we have the planetary clearing, too. Thus, if you really want to get some relief, do the planetary clearing. And that one is wonderful. It gets rid of the asteroids, the stars, planets, you know, vortexes. This is what you're looking at that you're being hooked up to if you do, you know, connect to this stuff, you know, say tomorrow. So, yeah, that's, you know, what's up there on the website. So let's do the clearing here, I guess. We'll just switch gears slightly. So let's bring in the Earth Spirit here. And it we'll bring in the first time that it came here. This is like 1.2 million years ago. So naturally, the Earth has been around maybe longer than that, and more than likely it has been. But remember, every 2,000 years it gets recreated. So there's a lot of creations here that had to be redone over and over and over again. For this Earth Spirit. So we'll bring in the original one, the original energy at that time, which may be different than what we have right now. It's the same spirit energy, but it might feel slightly different because of maybe contaminations that it's experienced, okay, and dilution of its energy. So here it comes. This is from the light ship, and this will be fun for everybody. I'll count to 10, and you can experience this. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, very peaceful. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, just kind of sit back, enjoy, and might want to just jot down on a piece of paper what it was like to experience the Earth Spirit 1.2 million years ago. Let's do another energy here. We'll bring in the spirit that energized the Earth prior to that. I don't have a date when it actually came in, but this will be the spirit before our current Earth Spirit's energy. Okay? So here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Remember, the Earth needs to have a spirit to energize the blueprint. This is, we'll say, number two spirit, going backwards. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, you might want to see how that feels for you here. Remember, this is how your body is resonating to a different spirit, okay? That charged up, energized the blueprint of the Earth that you're living on right now. And it's a different energy. Okay? And I will bring in a spirit before number two. We'll call it number three. Going back a long time ago. Okay? Here we go. Number three coming. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, well, that should be interesting for all of you to see how things feel, how you sense things, and how this creation here maybe has changed. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, that's really interesting. Tina is saying the older Earth Spirit feels more calm, and I think I would agree with that. The first one I felt relaxed and calm, and then even calmer with the next, and possibly even calmer with the third. That's really interesting. Lynn is saying very quiet and peaceful. Thank you. Gosh, I almost don't want to talk. It's such a lovely feeling. Okay. Let me have a little look here at the fast chat. What else do we have? I'm just moving this around a little bit. I'm sorry. One sec. Now, somebody was asking, guest was asking for a healing for the winter solstice ceremony. And I know we were talking a little earlier on, and you were saying it might be too big of a job, but maybe if you can explain that a little bit for guests and anyone else who's interested in wondering about that.
Yeah, it's not something that I could even do at this time to take everybody's thoughts on this planet and neutralize them. So
just too vast, too many of us here.
So if somebody were to type it in, it would not work whatsoever. All the clearings are for, you know, is basically for you on the website, so you can become more peaceful and more disattached from the mind energy. You could also put a friend in, too, you know, but as far as groups and things, no. The Dark Side Practitioner may help a little bit toward that, because that will get rid of energy pools. But, you know, if they're affecting you, you may want to get in and do the Dark Side Practitioner clearing, because that might do that. There are people out there who may be very sensitive, who maybe they shudder when they hear this, you know. You know, people talk about, 6 months ago, we'll say, on, June 21st. That's another, you know.
The summer solstice, yeah.
The summer solstice, and now we got winter, so, you know, people do sometimes have problems. People also have problems at Halloween, you know. So these are all key points that, you know, the aliens are putting out their chum and their fish hooks waiting for us to, you know, bite something, you know. So, yeah, there are people who are very sensitive. So you may want to get on the dark side practitioner clearing to release those energies. That's what that's designed for, is hexes, spells, curses, to get rid of those energy pools.
And also that's covered in the self-empowerment clearing, too. If you're in the middle of doing that one, that covers some similar stuff. You could put that in and do something tonight or tomorrow on that clearing also.
Yeah, that's true.
So Ma is asking, since you just mentioned the dark side practitioner, she or he is saying, is the dark side practitioner clearing different from the dark side mind control transmission clearing?
Yes. Yeah, because one is what people do here to connect to you. That's a dark side practitioner, where they connect to energy pools and use that to harm you. And then the other one is the mind one is more, you know, of people to people, in a sense. Okay, so you have people to people, and then you have the practitioners dealing with the other energy. So it is different.
Okay, and there's a few more comments about the different earth spirit energies. Tina is saying earth spirit number 3 feels bright, and Holly is saying that she felt that number 3 is a very creative spirit and has a lot of green colors. So that's pretty interesting, seeing a lot of very bright colors, she says. Tina's saying earth spirit number 2 feels more vital. So that's interesting. It is interesting how they're each different. But they're using the same blueprint for the physical planet, right, Ron? It's just the spirit part that's different each time.
Yes, the spirits should ideally be the same. But somehow, as the spirit comes into the creation energy and it chooses to create certain things, it will have that flavor of its creation put inside of it. So, you know, they will be slightly different. Now, if you were to see them on the light ship, identical without the manifestation of a blueprint, they should all be, almost identical. But because you're coming into a life form, that life form is going, which when they energize the life form, we'll say, which is the planet we're living on, then that will have its own, say, energetic signature, okay? And that's just the way, like people, you know, people have spirits in them, but yet each life form is a little bit different. So that's kind of the way I could describe that. It's like snowflakes, you know. Mm-hmm. They all look similar from a distance, from afar, but when you see them, each one is a little different, and that's just the way, you know, it is. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and I'm just looking at a little bit of the fast chat that was left over from Saturday, I believe. Learn is saying, this path changes loads of paradigms and there's no user's manual for it. And then it feels awkward to mention some real things that are going on. I just wanted to say that, yes, a lot of us feel that when we start listening and working with Ron. And it can be challenging, or, you know, more so or less so, depending on what vantage point you've come from before, and also, of course, what the friends around you think. Oftentimes, you know, we have friends or spouses or partners or other people close to us who think we've jumped off the deep end a little when we do start telling them about the creation lightship and so forth. And so this would also be another good use of the dark side practitioner clearing and the auric protection, the free one, to help guard against thoughts and so forth that can be pretty strong and pretty negative coming to you from others. So is there anything else you'd like to add to that, Ron?
I guess the whole thing is, you know, the bottom line is to stay in your heart, and you can never change somebody else's belief systems, you know.
Right.
And that's the whole thing, you know. It's what you have ingrained in you from your ancestors, what you believe now, and what you've been, you know, basically taught, and what works for you. And remember, just because it works for you doesn't mean that it's going to work for somebody else the same way. And they may have a different viewpoint, maybe even the complete opposite of what you believe. And it can work, that same mindset, since we deal with mind, can work equally well for two different people. So that's the whole thing. It's very hard to change somebody's belief system, especially when it's been ingrained so much here through the forced reincarnation process. And that's why we're overpopulated, because people haven't left here.
Right.
So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I know somebody was commenting earlier saying thank you for the new free loneliness clearing that's up there with the little stuff on the left near the top of several free clearings now. So, again, with the holidays coming up, if you're feeling lonely, if you're not spending it with who you would like to spend it with, or just loneliness for any reason, that's a really nice new free clearing. I don't remember how long it is. I think it's a fairly short one, isn't it, Ron?
Yes, it is.
Maybe 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. And, of course, there are always all those other free ones, and right now the auric protection would be a good one to do. And then there's another one that Ron is working on that will be up hopefully pretty soon, which is for basically for grief and loss of a loved one or a pet. And it'll be just $20 for 1 week. You can do it as many times as you like in that week until you feel better. And it'll cover many emotions that we go through when we lose somebody very dear to us. And, of course, you know, it's a nice, inexpensive one, $20. And so if you have a friend or somebody else who's going through that kind of difficult period, it's a nice one, will be a nice one to do for them. There'll also be a drop-down box to put in any other types of feelings that you're going through that are not mentioned in the list that will be on there that you'll be able to check with in the check boxes. So anything else you want to talk about on that one, Ron?
No, I think you probably covered it. So it'll be a nice clearing for people to get out of that situation of maybe regret and anger and could be resentment. You know, there's all different things that happen when something leaves. You know, especially people hang on to things. Maybe they wanted somebody maybe who passed on, maybe one of your parents, you know, to actually say that they loved you, and you've been waiting your whole lifetime for that because maybe they abandoned you, and you've been waiting and waiting, and on their deathbed, they didn't say that to you. Maybe they brought up some issue that, you know, caused you the separation, so now you have all that guilt and maybe even anger, you know, from that. So, you know, and then maybe you live your whole lifetime after that feeling hurt because you wanted to be loved. So this is clearing is designed to help people through those situations and things. Also, I've been kind of thinking, I got a couple more clearings coming on, but I think we probably have done quite a few things for people. And I'm just wondering out there if anybody has a need for a different clearing that I never even thought of yet. This is how the clearings come about. For myself, it feels like a lot of the clearings, like we're probably maybe like 99% done with putting clearings up. So if there is one that you may want to have, you know, you may want to just type it on the fast chat here or something. But I think we covered, you know, almost all the bases of stuff that people deal with here. But I do get people calling up and say, gee, Ron, you know, you overlooked this clearing. And that's why we're putting up the one that we just talked about. So anyway, just type in something if you need a special type of clearing that may not be listed on there. So I guess Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, Lisa has an interesting question. She's asking, why does the earth spirit feel male?
Well, that's what it is. It's a male spirit. You know, and just think, how else could the dark side fool everybody so you don't connect to it? Because what do you think the earth spirit is? You know, we're talking about, you know, like Mother Earth, you know, and stuff like
right. That.
And Gaia, you know, sounds like a female type of name. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the earth spirit is male. It's a male energy, if it were to have a gender. So it's not female and it's not non-gender. It is a male spirit.
And is that always the case? No matter what spirit energizes the planet physically, it's always a male that does it?
Oh, it's the choice of the spirit, which way they wish to go with the energy. So that's just the way it is.
So our current one is male. So that sometimes there have been female spirits inhabiting the earth as their body?
Yes, uh-huh.
Oh, I see.
So it's not necessarily male as we would, you know, consider that, you know, like male and female people, but that's the easiest way to describe that, you know, from our standpoint. So it has more of the male attributes to it.
Okay, great. So Peace is asking for a healing for pain. And I know you did one earlier, but maybe Peace wasn't on yet. So do you want to just do a quick sample clearing for pain?
Sure.
I'm assuming that's physical pain.
Yeah. Okay, so everybody out there, select an area in your body if you have pain. You need to concentrate on it. And here we go. I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, that's getting heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, see how that feels for you. And hopefully the pain is released here. Let's take out some of the alien poisoning. You might have a problem with that, where the pain is. So here we go. These are the alien critters that leave poison. So I'll use the word stronger to get rid of it. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
All right, thank you. So we're marching rapidly to the end of the year, and of course, January 1st, Ron is having, I believe it's a 3-hour call, right, Ron, for the Ascension Energies for 2011. And I don't think the email's gone out on that yet, but maybe you want to just describe that a little bit for anybody who hasn't heard you talk about it yet.
Yeah, it's going to be, I think, might be our fourth year. It could be third or fourth. Anyway, it'll be a time that you can actually kind of like visit the upcoming energies. May not be 100% correct because the light's only in the now, but this is what the earth spirit in the now on that date is requesting for each month. And you're able to partake in that new energy. And what a lot of people do is just write down an affirmation for each month. So you want to probably get 12 of them listed. And then when you feel the energy of that month, see which energy will correspond to your affirmation. And simple as that. And it's kind of nice to have notes of what you felt maybe, let's say, last year, for what you have felt right now in December or any other month. So that's what it's for, and it's also a lot of healing being done, too. So it's going to be a wonderful call, and that'll be at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time on the 1st, which is, I believe, I think it's, let's see, the 1st will be on Saturday, yeah. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so we have a few. Donna and P are asking about the women's clearing that was mentioned on that you talked about on that show. That I think Donna had listened to the archive for July 8th, 2009, and so they're both asking about that clearing, if that's coming up.
Yeah, I'm working on that one. So that's one of the ones that I plan to be putting up. That's
okay.
For, I guess, self-empowerment for women. That's what I want to put up there. So that's one that's be coming forth.
Okay, and I know I went and listened to that archive and what Ron was talking about on that show. For any of you who haven't heard that archive or weren't listening to it when it was live, he was finding a lot of things that were happening, particularly to women, when he was doing whole life emotional clearings on us. Between ages 10 and 20, I think, was where your focus was, where you found this stuff, Ron, right?
Yeah, it would be like women lose their innocence, you know.
Yeah.
Have to, you know, become, you know, like live in a man's world, we'll say, or give away your innocence through, you know, a sexual experience or something. And that's what it's about, so... It'll
great.
Help to regain
okay.
you back to wholeness again.
Okay, so that's in the works, and we can look forward to that fairly soon. So that's great. And let's see. Tina is asking, why do spirits have a gender?
Don't know. They just, some do. Some are non-gender, too. So I don't know. It's
maybe
how they were created, and, you know, that's it. I don't know.
Maybe it's just something that results, I'm guessing here, and I have no idea if I'm onto anything, but what comes to mind for me is maybe it's just a different mix, a different balance of the 12 source energies just result in what we now call male or female or not, you know.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Sorry, go on.
Yeah, that's good. You said it quite nicely there.
Okay, so Ma has a question. Can I buy 1 year if I had a birthday and already bought a whole life clearing and then do whole life again with the added year as the whole life? So I guess, in other words, let's say Ma is 25 and did the whole life and now is 26 but hasn't cleared that age of 26. What clearing, how would you do that?
I never thought about that. That's why we have the unlimited.
Yeah, I think that's the answer. Get the unlimited.
Yeah, get on the unlimited so you can be on it all the time. And that way you can, a lot of people do the emotional one that way so you can stay current with your healing. And, remember, after you have a clearing, then that it stops. You know, 5 seconds, you know, in time. So if you started at 6 o'clock, then that's going to clear from 6 going backwards. And you're clearing, and you started the clearing. So even though you're doing the clearing at 6:01, we'll say, you're in a different timeline reality. And that's not taken care of by that clearing.
Right.
So this is why you want to have, you know, the unlimited so you can get on there. I recommend, you know, doing the emotional one and having it done, you know, 3 times a day. And any other clearing, you can do that too. Also, you may want to do the one that puts you into timelines. It's called the all parallel lifetime clearing. So that'll allow you to use any clearing that you've had so far to go into parallel lifetimes. So if you have emotional problems and you're wondering how come, you know, maybe you keep having them, well, maybe the dark side is putting you into timelines, you know, all the time with the given emotional problem. You could try the timeline crashing too, but the main thing is you want to get rid of that. So, you know, that's why we have that on there, so you can go into different timelines, and that's a pretty extensive clearing also. You know, the all parallel life one. So that allows you to crash timelines in a sense too. So the all one might actually be probably possibly better than the timeline crashing one, because it takes that clearing and spreads it out, and then you can go back into different years too. So they're both slightly different. The results will be different too. So it kind of depends which one you want to, you know, get into. But that's the all one is $100 for all the clearing that you've had in the past. And that's the way you can go across present, past, and future. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay.
One-time charge for as long as you want to use it for whatever clearings you want to put in there.
Okay, great. So that's clearing the invisible bodies of our clones, basically, that are living on other timelines. And then just to clarify, the unlimited emotional clearing is for this life here and the emotional bodies that you're living with in your original real body on the timeline of Earth that hopefully we're mostly on. So that's the difference between those two. Now, Peace is asking for shadow body and robotic body. I assume she or he is asking for a clearing of those, either of those. Maybe, Ron, you could do a robotic clearing for the area that we focused on for the pain clearing and the poison clearing that you just did.
Okay, sure.
For that same part of the body.
Okay, yeah, so just do that now. Think of that area, and we'll take out the robotic programming, first of all, putting another clearing up, which will help you with robotic parts in your body, okay? Because you may not be all human. So that's a whole nother show. So here we go. And think of that area, and we'll take out the robotic programming. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, see how your body is responding to that. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Now, some things come out. Do we need spirit infusion after that, or did that happen simultaneously with that robotic removal thing?
Yeah, this is only the program that...
The program, okay.
You know, worked, so yeah.
Yeah.
But you should be okay with that.
Okay, and then...
I'll go one step further. I'll take out the robotic parts that could be in that location, okay?
Okay.
It could be a few cells. It could be a whole area. It could be maybe a vertebrae in the neck. It could be a whole finger that, you know, looks human, but it's not made of light. Here we go. This will be a new clearing that we'll be bringing out sometime, I'll say within 2 months here. This will be like the alien parts that are inside of you. Organs, etc., that are not of light. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see how that feels here. And we need to put your part into you now that's human. So we'll have the light ship create that part of you that used to be fabricated by the darkness. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, boy, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Do spirit infusion now. Remember, you have to have your spirit connect to a blueprint of light to have it energized. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. Wow. See how all that feels? Got, looks like Ma on there. So, yeah, if you do a whole lifetime clearing, the clearing is completed for you. So there's no need to go back and do your previous years. So on the unlimited, you have the ability to select, you know, days or maybe the last year or months on that. So that's up to you to decide how you want to do that. You don't have to repeat the previous years because those are already cleared from you. The planetary clearing does not release cords from the Earth. There's an Earth cording clearing for that. The planetary are cords that the planets and other things connect to you. But none of these are cords that come up from the Earth itself. This is completely different energy. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So, if we need to uncord from the Earth, obviously it's our home right now, and we're made, physically made of the stuff of the Earth, the minerals and everything. Why do we need to uncord from it, and how do we get corded to it? Maybe I should have asked that in the reverse. How do we get corded to it, and why do we need to be uncorded?
I think people are taught and are told to cord to the Earth, okay? So if I were to ask out there how many of you had a guided meditation, they told you to cord to the Earth, connect to the Earth. And you did that. Well, that's because you were told to do that. Your body is not corded to anything. So when you are told to do something and you follow those instructions, that's how you get tangled up in this here. And did your parents go to a meditative class or something? You know, did they get told to cord? That could be affecting you. What about your ancestors? Do they do rituals and maybe rites of passage or something where they work with the energy of the Earth and connect to themselves to it? So that's all kind of ingrained in you. So it's because you were told to. And then you start living those negative experiences of what the Earth had in store for it at a given time. So this is why talked to people in the past, and there's some people that could actually feel earthquakes and know when they're going to be coming. So they sort of mapped out their body, and they made their body like a map of the whole world. And they knew if their left shoulder twitched, there's going to be something going on maybe in, say, Argentina. If they had a headache on the right side, you know, on their head, that could be maybe in Africa. So they actually mapped out their physical body experience to where there's going to be some kind of trauma happening. And so they're connected heavily, corded all over their body to different locations And when something were to start to occur, they could feel it and maybe tell other people. Is that good? Well, I don't know. Does the body like it? You know?
Probably not.
Probably not. No, it's going through a lot of trauma. So, well, that's kind of the way it's done. And maybe a person who has that talent, maybe they're just bringing it forth from thousands of years ago. Maybe, you know, they chose to do that in a given area, and the body, you know, was told what to do in other generations, and now they have that talent. Maybe they thought, gee, this is kind of neat. I have this experience here. Now I'll put Brazil in my left toe, and all of a sudden they're courting Brazil with their left toe because they're using mind energy to do that. The aliens will oblige you and connect you to that, no problem whatsoever. And now your left toe twitches, and you go, ah, that's Brazil. So that's just the way it works. And, you know, you're mapping out your body according to mind energy and how the planet's being affected. So remember, your body is going through that roller coaster ride, but that's what courting is all about. You should never be courted by anything. You should have free choice, free will, and be able not to be affected by anything around you, including the moon. That's why you want to do the planetary clearing. So back to you, Carrie. Looks like our show is kind of winding down here.
Yeah, a few more minutes. Shane is asking about the robotics. He's saying, are alien abductions how robotics get into us?
Yeah, I would say probably that would be pretty correct, yes. Uh-huh. The robotics are kind of interfaced outside of us, but yeah, everything that the aliens do will affect us, yeah. So reversing it slightly, yes, the problem that we have on the Earth here is aliens being here, interfering with us here. So that's the problem. We are all controlled by aliens and the way they choose to come forward in everybody's life on this planet. So that's the problem here. And they should not be here.
So there's two things, though, with the robotics that you talk about. There's the programs and then the robotic parts that you just did,
yes,
the sample removal. So are they both put in at the same time, or are they separate?
They are separate.
Okay.
Completely separate.
And I know you've spoken about if we go to healers, we might end up with a robotic part in us that they probably mostly don't realize they're doing, but how does that work?
Well, the practitioners that are not using light are using mind energy. So those practitioners are getting their information from somewhere, and a lot of them, you know, use the religious names and icons. So we'll just say that they're using the angels to heal you. And they tap into the angelic pool up there created by the aliens. And from there, they ask a favor of them in your behalf and run the energy to you. And then you probably get abducted because you're now working outside of yourself without your spirit. Aliens see you, abduct you, they find out what your problem is. And they're helping out the healer because the healer is part of their ground crew here, working for the darkness, maybe not knowing it, but doing that. And they go, oh, this person has a problem with their joint and on their thumb. Well, we'll just replace it with an alien non-light body part. And they put that in you, and all of a sudden, wow, 5 minutes later in front of this healer, you have a perfectly working thumb. And you go, man, this is great. Well, there's no light in that, okay? So what's going to happen to your body maybe in the future? You might say, gee, my thumb felt great, you know, 20 years ago. Now it's not working too well. And, you know, whatever you do is not going to heal it. Maybe the alien race is not being connected to that, put this part in you. So you may not ever get it healed. So that's kind of what happens. These are alien body parts put into humans. Man, that's part of the robotics, you know, what's happening here. And clones. And very strange going to the movies, and now they have a Coca-Cola commercial, you know, before the show starts, and they talk about clones. And clones for Coca-Cola, very interesting. Mm. So I just went, what? Anyway, you can, you probably have seen that too. I think most theaters will have these same commercials. Then you have the droid commercial, you know, for Verizon. But that's where they're leading us, you say. So I guess back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I don't know how many minutes we have left. I have 56 on my computer here. Let's see. Lisa's asking, what Mother Earth spirit are people referring to? And so that's real quick. It's basically just misinformation, Lisa, so that we don't connect. We can't find the correct Earth spirit, I guess, you know, being told it's female when it's actually male. P is saying, you had a barcode for the Earth grid lines. Is that for this to make you reincarnate? I did that one in 2009 when you first had the barcodes barcodes up. So I think the question is there a barcode clearing for the Earth grid lines? I'm not sure if I'm reading this correctly. I'm sorry.
At this moment, I can't see if there is or not. I'd have to check the website. So I'm not sure.
Okay. So a few people are, Ma is saying felt tingles in the right toes. I guess this was from the robotic removal that you did. And then Rhonda is saying my head feels different. I know I was focused on my lower back for all those, and I had to get up and bend over forward. My lower back felt quite strange when you were taking that out, and then it got warmer and it's settled down now, so that was very nice.
Almost everybody feels the robotic clearing, you know, interface of those programs. So yes, I would say if you don't feel it, I don't know why, because almost everybody does. So our show's about over here.
Okay. And just to remind people, there is the clearing online for the robotic programs, and then the actual physical, I guess, physical. Are they energetic or physical, the things that get put into us, Ron, that you cleared secondly after the programs?
That'll be the new clearing.
That'll be the new one, yeah.
Those are physical.
Okay, so that one is to come, and the programs is already up. So, yeah, so it's 58. Ron has one of his one-hour Up on the Lightship healing calls at 5:30. If you'd like to come on those, shoot him a quick email at creationlightship@yahoo.com. Anything else, Ron?
Nope, we probably should get off.
Okay. All right.
Have a wonderful
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Ron.
Okay.
Bye-bye.